Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.
It's the Football Manager Football Show. It is episode number 162. It's a Friday. It's podcast day. And by Lord, it's going to be short and sweet.
Yeah, I'm still not happy over what happened last week.
Was it my charismatic undertones that absolutely ruined it when I got so excited by the fact that Benjamin Sesko coming on for the last 5 minutes of the game, having not scored in his previous nine games, despite being my top scorer in the Premier League, largely because I'm not playing him, went and scored that equaliser, and then Luis Diaz got a worldie, and then we won the penalty, and then we won the League Cup, and then you lost the Caribbean Cup, and then I celebrated very hard.
That's exactly why. I don't like this game anymore. It is hurting my testicles.
Done. You got ball ache.
I got fucking severe ball ache. I'm waiting for this fucking thing to update on Steam.
Oh my god, you still haven't done the main data update yet.
I don't know what just let me play the game.
Despite the fact that it comes with the winter transfers and all of the updates for Brighton and all, you know, Girona and Atletico and all the cool things and a whole raft of new wonder kids and a wealth of talent for everything else.
I don't care. We're still playing the last fucking thing.
It also closes the loophole that we talked about last week or the week before where you could buy anybody you wanted for a ridiculous contract pitch.
How long is this thing going to take?
I don't know, probably hours. Hours.
That's been the end of the Football Manager Football Show. Thanks very much for tuning in.
That might actually have to be it.
It says it's 80% now.
Oh, okay. Well, 80% is better than...
Let's filibuster.
It's better than 0%. Filibuster is what they do. Okay, so we'll have a quick recap of where we are, because as I say, it's going to be short and it's going to be sweet this week.
It's such a manic day.
We're in the middle of March. We're in the middle of March in reality, kind of. We're in the middle of the March in game. It's 2026. League Cup final is done and dusted. We have 10 games left to go in the Premier League. Shane is leading the way with City by 10 points. I have a bit of a gap to claw back, as in 10 points. Liverpool in second, Spurs in third and 58, United in fourth and 55. But the battle is for the top two. We have to play each other at some point. It's not going to be this week.
It's bullshit that you won fucking last week.
It's not bullshit. It was a fucking tactical masterclass.
Fair enough, but we got some fucking tactical masterclass.
It was a tactical masterclass for the entire of extra time, of which I didn't think there was actually going to be any.
So how was a tactical masterclass? You didn't even know. I was so sour leaving here. I didn't even talk to you when I left.
You didn't. You can actually hear it in the recording last week. If you skipped last week because it was just one episode, Just go back and listen.
I think it
to
sounded
last,
great up until last.
It was heart racing. It was full of energy. It was mighty crack to record. And yeah, if I were you, I'd probably be pretty sour as well.
Can I just play the fucking game?
Updates be damned. So we still have a couple of games to get through for March. There's only one left. Oh, Shane, here. Do you know what?
Wow.
I'm just going to click continue.
Why?
Because I have to play Aston Villa in an FA Cup quarterfinal. We did not think this through.
All right, just fucking continue away and you play, because it says that I have 15 minutes remaining.
Oh my word. This is going...
But like, it went up to 80% in about 40 seconds.
And now it doesn't like it. Okay, so your next game isn't until the 1st of April. You have the you have all of March off. Is there an international break?
Yeah, I'd assume so.
I got an FA Cup game that I need to play.
As long as you don't start selling my players.
I can't. But
play your fucking game and I'll wait for this fucking thing to download.
All my players that are going to be so wrecked after Adam Hulsik.
Darren Thompson is still alive anyway. He was fucking onto us.
Oh, was he?
Over in America. Oh, Nicky Reeve, he really liked the fucking... This is exactly what I sound like, he said, fucking...
Virgil van Dijk feels he's decided to move on from any issues I may have had or he may have had with me for treating him in the past. He's had a change of heart. Hopes the matter can be forgotten.
Why is this so slow? 4.2 megabits.
I won the thingy. Nicolò Barella accepts a fine. Oh god, he's going to be off on Wisdom Ame. All of these guys suspended, and I have an FA Cup match against Aston Villa that I'm
supposed to
be playing.
Can I not just pause this and play the game without it?
I don't think so. I think it's a Steam thing. It's like a mandatory update, unless you're offline, which then you won't need it. But then the problem is, if you're offline, you can't get to the network game.
Yeah, but can I go offline, get into the game, and then go back online? Or will it just boot me out?
No, because...
These fucking updates that I don't need, because I'm doing Football Manager 2023, basically.
And you're still playing Football Manager 2022, which hasn't had an update in 2 years.
I haven't played that in fucking ages either.
Hey,
I haven't bought the new wrestling game, and my whole life is...
Wait, what new wrestling game?
WWE 2K24. Shit, it's too expensive nowadays, Ken.
Well, you did spend all that money on AEW All Out or AEW
All In. That was fucking
Infinite Revenge or something.
Oh, Fight Forever, that piece of shit. I'm just so over this day. I'm so
You can tell.
I'm still the Caribbean god.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I fucking am.
That dragon has been nobody slayed.
Nobody shall fucking
slay.
Worship false gods in you, boy.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe not. But it kind of gives us, you know, it was nice that you still have a chance to win the Champions League. The Premier League is obviously looking very much in your favour. Like, if you were a team that was 10 points clear with, like, 8 games left to play, 10 games left to play, you'd be thinking, that was all right.
I'm a good boy.
I'm after drawing Benfica in the Champions League, baby.
And who did I get?
I think we did this draw already. Didn't you get PSG?
I don't know.
No? In the quarterfinals?
I knocked PSG out, bitch.
Oh, you missed a draw because I've just clicked through the draw. I didn't even realise it was drawn. So the Champions League quarterfinals with PSG as the holders. And the final is in Stade de France. Arsenal versus Bayern, Roma versus Borussia Dortmund, Liverpool versus Benfica, Man City versus Real Madrid.
Ah, fuck off!
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
You hammered PSG over two legs. Why would you be worried about playing Madrid?
No, I scored in the end of the other game. And then I hammered him in the second leg.
Hammered him.
I thought I was losing.
Why would you be losing?
I initially lost or I drew or
did
something.
Did you not beat them like 4-1?
Yeah, in the second, in the return leg.
Yeah, but you whooped them.
Not in the first leg.
Ah, you did.
No.
Ah, you did. I don't be like that.
Oh, the fucking 83%. It keeps going time remaining, but it goes up. I'm not going to get a game at all.
we're just going to keep a really short
podcast.
There's
so much things to do.
Where Ken gets to talk about just taking on Aston Villa in the Champions League. Yeah, I think that's probably a thing. Mukoko up top, Diogo Jota, Mo Salah. This is kind of the team that started. We got to make a little bit of a change. Darwin Nunez, Giorgio Scalvini is going to come on for Virgil van Dijk, I think. Luis Diaz is screwed. Diogo Jota. Oh, Jude Bellingham is injured. Oh, that was you were asking about last week about Jude Bellingham being injured and not being able to make it. And I knew I needed him some way for the League Cup final. I gave him about 4 weeks straight of injections and not playing him. And I did the same for Barella and half
that
the team.
That is disgraceful.
Because it got me through with injuries for Haaland when I
this
had him at Madrid
Drago
in 21.
Shit.
Yeah, that was it. I was just like, pump him full of drugs. He'll be grand. We'll do it. Actually, I have Udrago in the middle. Can I replace him with anybody? Harvey Elliott, centre midfield. Curtis Jones, centre midfield. Curtis Jones. Alisson, still injured. Diaz, still injured. A whole host of people, still injured. Conor Bradley, still injured. Trent Alexander-Arnold. Scalvini, Hossack and Curtis Jones lacking in match fitness. Alisson is concerned about being left out because he's injured. That's why Quivin Gallagher played all these games. Oh, my word. Anyway, we're playing Aston Villa in the Champions League in the FA Cup quarterfinal. Who are you playing in the FA Cup quarterfinal? Oh, wait, nobody.
Am I knocked out with that too? I don't know what's happening. My head is sore.
But like I said, you still have the Champions League quarterfinal to look forward to, and you're 10 points clear in the Premier League.
I'm not happy, Ken.
Only, you know, when it mattered, you didn't win.
Ken, shut your mouth, boy.
Hey, while this is happening, why don't you tell us how wrestling training went this week?
Oh my God, I'm absolutely broke up. I couldn't walk.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't walk on Monday.
Oh, you were kind of stuffed. You were kind of stretched, stiff looking. That was it.
I'm always stiff for you,
my
baby.
My God almighty, did we play this game so slowly last week?
I forgot, we did.
The highlights were still set really, really low. Really low. Really low.
How are people liking the live games anyway?
I don't know. Ask the people. Are we 1-0 up? No, we're not. Emi Martinez saves low. 60 seconds on the clock. Liverpool's first and second attack. Not too bad. Yeah, we've had a couple of live episodes. We've obviously, like, the entire season has been live, as in we find a break in the day, we come in and we play two or three games, we just turn on the microphones and we let it roll.
Yeah.
And it's been different.
Yeah, how for this season.
You can let us know by email.
We can go back to the other way if you
podcast
if you want.
At fmfshow.com. We just have to carve out a whole chunk of all that COVID time that we had at one stage.
Oh man, I can't find time to do shit anymore. I have two fucking comedy gigs this week, this weekend.
Oh yeah, you're doing stand-up. So I heard you say you were doing, have you a gig today, podcast?
I have
day?
A gig tonight, yeah. Tomorrow, releasing the fucking football, or the rest... What do I do?
Wrestling video show.
Robbie's after calling in sick, so he's after leaving me on sports all on my own. I think I'm getting a bit of a cough.
I can't I can't come to work today.
I can't come to work today. No, but I genuinely, I think I'm getting sick, so I might take a few of those
days
holiday
off.
Sick days.
Hey, look, you know, this is what the Irish government is supporting and advocating for these days. Take all the sick days you want.
How many sick days are you allowed to have?
I don't know. I think it's 5. I think they were working towards a legislation where you could get almost 100% of your wages for taking sick days, I think. I'm not quite sure. Something has happened in that we've got to halftime.
Actually playing?
I told you, I have an FA Cup quarter final.
I didn't know. Yeah, but don't be talking to me about fucking sick days. Tell me how it's going. Hopefully you're losing.
No, it's nil all. Andy Robertson has been booked. We've had the ball so many times. Oh, it's in! Tell me that is going to stand. Are we going to see a replay? Andy Robertson deflected across the box. Yunus Musa picks it up, finds Trent Alexander-Arnold hovering on the right corner, runs past one, runs past two, gets down. Emi Martinez is on his knees. It's gone through his legs. Trent Alexander-Arnold on 44 and a half minutes inside the Aston Villa 6-yard box. We're at Anfield. It's 1-0 half time. That's
a
great result. I don't know who's in the quarterfinal on the other side of all of the other games. I think United are still in there. I think Arsenal are still in there. I think Leicester are still in there. And see what happens. Throw a water bottle. No.
Have you thrown the water bottle at all this season?
Yes. We've had a couple of miserable games where we dropped those points that we shouldn't have. Like when we got beaten 3-1 by Aston Villa earlier in the season. Like when we struggled against Man United. And did I lose 1-0 to 2-0? Oh, Trent off the crossbar. So the other games in the FA Cup. Arsenal lead Leighton Orient 1-0. Steve Berg went 20 minutes. United and Leicester drawing 1-1. Harvey Barnes, yeah!
Harvey Barnes, the young butcher boy.
Scored for Leicester. United just gone 2-1. Colin Mwani has added to a first half Marcus Rashford goal. Oh, it's gone 2-1. James Maddison with a little effort, a little dingley. Oh my word, what happened there? Defenders are appealing for offside. VAR says, nope. Ball comes out. Emi Martinez is on the right edge of the box. Taking a free kick. Passes it inside the box to his defender. So he is miles away from the goal. Mokoko is standing there in the middle. Adam Hosek just bounces the cross back to him. That's ridiculous defensive work from Aston Villa. But it's 2-0 to Liverpool, hour gone in the FA Cup quarterfinal. Can we make any changes at all here? I think we can afford to take off Mokoko. I should have put on some little Endrick there. Can we take off Salah? He's having a good game. We'll stick Mo Salah out in the wing. We'll stick Darwin Nunes out in the wing, who had an absolute dinger against Sparta Prague during the week.
Did he now?
He did.
Oh, I'm sure
you're
so
fucking proud
of him.
Did you see those goals? Unbelievable, no. Jeff. Unbelievable.
No, because I have too much. I can't be having time to relax.
You got so much other things to do.
Here we go.
Can we make it 3-0? No, it's Emi Martinez. Saves out on his right-hand side. 71 minutes on the clock. This game is just kind of fly. I think we're done and dusted, really. We got to get Trent off. Boy is wrecked. Andy Robertson is also wrecked. Have I got any other defenders? Virgil van Dijk, could he play left back? Nope. But you know who could play left back?
Who?
Scalvini. He can't really. We're just going to throw him out there anyway and see what the story is. And Udrago comes on for Curtis Jones, and that's the 5 changes in the FA Cup. Done and dusted. Trent's been having a great game. Arsenal have gone 2-0 up. Liverpool are 2-0 up. United and Leicester are still 2-2.
I'm at 91%.
Oh my God, you're still going?
I don't understand what the fuck is happening. This is bullshit.
This is also what happens when you play live. But we knew it was going to be short because we've gotten to the end of the day on the day of recording.
We're busting our butt. We did even discuss like, oh, you know what? Let's not fucking do it.
Let's just do this. It was very possibly going to be a thing. And then you're like, that's 160...
That's
one
a record broken
of a streak.
Maybe you could have done one of your creepy Christmas ones. The Ken creepy Christmas message. But you back Ken.
Yeah, the only thing is we did a Christmas episode in between where we got past the creepy Christmas episode from 2 years ago. Oh, fuck me, it's gone 2-1.
I'll never get over that.
Oh my God, Donny Mylan, has it got? No, it's not. It's been ruled out. 85 minutes. Aston Villa also down to 10 men. What happened there, lads? John McGinn got sent off. He was having
John
a mare
McGinn.
Anyway.
Oh, it's John McGinn.
Slowed it right down. We've got 6 minutes of added time. Andy Robertson still on his yellow card. Yunus Musa has been booked. Giorgio Scalvini has just picked up a yellow card. John McGinn was 2 yellow cards in the space of 3 minutes. Last attack of the game. It's Kelleher. Long ball up to Caicedo. Scalvini's on the left. Oh, geez. He goes in and he has a dink himself. We've also had to take off Adam Holzak. We've been playing with 10 men for 15 minutes because as soon as I made a sub, he got injured. But there you go, full time. Liverpool 2, Aston Villa 0. Liverpool march into the FA Cup semi-finals.
Fuck you, Steam!
Yeah! Arsenal, final score 4-0. Bergwijn, Badashili and Ben White scored twice in the last 10 minutes.
Someone's probably taking a shit in my office when I'm away.
Marcus Rashford got a late goal for Man United, won 3-2. And Spurs have beaten Southampton on penalties. Harry Kane is still there. Also had a good week in the Champions League, did Harry Kane.
Man, how fucking funny is he that he's not going to win the Bundesliga with Bayern Munich?
I know.
You're just like, what the fuck? He could go to Celtic and like swap over to Rangers after they're 10 points clear in the Scottish Premier Division in the winter thing still lose the title to Aberdeen.
Isn't it kind of heartbreaking?
No.
No, for Harry Kane, it's like everybody was like, he's going to clean up on the trophy front. Like they really need their fortunes to turn around in the Champions League side of things. They did put in a good shift, to be fair, against Lazio, and he looked really good against Lazio.
33 goals this season so far.
Yeah, but 33 goals unfortunately doesn't get you a Bundesliga title when Leverkusen are absolutely doing their thing. And Bayern have already confirmed they're getting rid of Thomas Tuchel at the end of the season.
Fuck him.
That's a done deal. He'll be at Anfield.
How did he fucked probably. Up PSG and Bayern? How do you do that, man?
It's the ruthless nature of the big money clubs in Europe. Bayern, Madrid, PSG, Barcelona. You're not delivering.
Well,
like
Barcelona, you're a fucking... You don't even know those managers. No. Like, they're just facilitators of those clubs.
That's it. Because like, if you don't win, it's like, oh, we need a change of direction. It's like, I think you probably might need a change of direction.
You drew one all with fucking Sevilla. It's not the end of the world.
Oh, that's it. That's the season done. If you're not winning 34 games out of 34, that's
Ken,
it.
Like, I feel like this internet should be faster here.
Yeah.
2.5 megabits. That's bad, right? I don't know internet speeds, but that looks like a fucking low speed.
I don't know. I want to say yes.
Oh, it's gone up to 3.4. Oh, it's 3.6.
But it's okay. What I can do, if you're cool, I can just keep continuing because we've got 11 days until our next game.
Yeah. I have, and it might be quicker then.
I'll do all of that.
Shane O'Keefe has been sacked for not attending a board meeting.
Could you imagine that was a thing? That has kind of almost... No, it didn't happen before. When I was simulating seasons to see what happens when you know, it's like, I'll put a tactic in, I'll load up five managers, I'll give them the same tactic at different clubs and see what happens. And I think I did it with Liverpool, and the manager there had gotten sacked because they were third or fourth in the league by,
That's good for Liverpool.
January. And then sacked because you didn't turn up to the meeting.
All right, I don't know if I turned up to the meeting. I'm 400 megabits away.
That's close.
I don't fucking know. No, I'm not. Wow, am I away? I'm 3 minutes away.
Liverpool announced, is this a golden generation of players? No, we have one. Diego Caudaroy. Advanced playmaker. He is 16 years old with aggression 15. No composure, but he's actually a killer on the ball.
Yeah, but no composure is quite bad.
Vinny Jones?
If he has zero composure.
Yeah.
What's his composure? Is his composure zero?
No, it's not. It's nine. Well, I suppose nine for a 16-year-old isn't the worst thing in the world either.
Yeah, he can compose himself.
And do things like that. It'll be all right.
Start throwing some Xanax in his fucking...
And then he's composed. Okay, we got an FA Cup semi-final draw.
Dun, dun, dun. Did you like get through Leicester?
Yeah, they did. They beat Leicester 3-2. I'd ask for Arsenal in the press conference. It's Spurs at home. Against, oh no, sure, FA Cup semi-finals are neutral venues, aren't they?
Yeah, they're in Wembley.
So it's Spurs at Man United.
I'm 1 minute away.
And it's Liverpool with the FA Cup's top scorer, Youssef Moukoko. Who are they going to be up against? Well, there's only one other team left in the pot, lads. I'll give you a hint. It's Arsenal.
And that's who you asked for.
It is. Yeah, funny. That's Spurs against Man United, Arsenal against Liverpool in the FA Cup semi-final. It's going to take place on Saturday, the 18th of April at Wembley Stadium.
51 seconds.
Oh my God, look at the fixtures list there. 8th of April, Benfica, Newcastle, Benfica, Arsenal, Brentford, Leicester. Our game has been pushed out to the 29th of April.
I could have the league wrapped up by then.
Miles away. Anelamed Hodzic wants a new contract.
Amalama ho?
Anelamed Hodzic.
Amalama who?
Amalama ding dong.
Yeah, that's a fucking... You fucked up his name there.
I kind of did. Has also been one of the standout players for the last few years. You know all about that. You did the scouting for me, didn't you? Didn't you have Ahmed Hodzic at one stage?
Yeah. I do all the scouting for
like
all your
in FM21 or something. But he's been maybe not so much as a reflection of real life, but for sure he's been there and thereabouts in game.
15 seconds, Ken.
Thank the Lord.
That's been the longest fucking 25 seconds
ever. In the history
of the
world.
People don't
want to
hear you playing the game.
That's all.
If they did, they'd read your fucking blog.
They remind me to write.
Oh, wait, 1 second, then 3 seconds. Oh, it's installing now. Wait, what? Completed. Can I fucking play the game or not, you stupid fucking cunts? Ken, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. That's been the Football Manager Football Show.
I think we'll get to one more game.
Okay, it's opening up.
We'll get through the international break. I've managed to skip through 4 days of it.
And what, we're 11 games away? 11 days? Well, seven now.
7 days now. So it's Liverpool are taking on Norwich. I swear to God if I don't beat Norwich. Man City, let's just check the schedule. Man City are playing, it's probably somebody really easy. You're at home to Fulham.
Game's coming thick and fast after this, though.
It's a Wednesday night. Oh, April is, it's a game every 3 days. There's 9 games in April. We're both still in the Champions League. I have more FA Cup stuff to play. FA Cup semi-final two legs?
I don't want to hear how Lazio are just fucking... Oh, Lazio are licensed and fucking... There's Darwin Nunez and fucking... Looks like Alisson.
Yeah.
And like what? And you know that fucking loading screen?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Did you say that Benfica this was taken from Benfica?
I think it's a Benfica thing. I'm pretty sure.
Do you want to check if you have the latest drivers? No, I want to play the fucking game. I'm typing in the password. I won't mention that on air because someone else could burst in.
Somebody did burst in. The FM23 network save ended up with another manager, Spurious, that had a password on it when you logged in. So you had to enter the password to get rid of the manager. I think I ended up having to use the editor to get the manager out of the club.
Or was it Robbie?
I don't know. It was just like a kind of a thing. Random club, random manager, random name. I don't know. Random real person, though. Yeah. Oh, random real person. Potentially.
Was there one of you fuckers out there?
Yeah.
Let me know.
Did you guess the password?
Sons of bitches.
Was that it? Yeah.
All right, I'm loading now. Here we go. Am I back? How many messages? I have 43 unread messages. Okay. This is incredibly slow as well.
Really?
Yeah. Man City defeating the Carabao Cup final. Obviously, I missed all the fucking shit. Click continue. That's me clicking continue.
I'm doing a little new contract for... Oh, Ramos is gone for 5 weeks.
Yeah, we have about 50 fucking guys there.
Yeah, this is the thing about having having that like little January panic buy. It's like, I'll throw Mokoko into the mix. He's already the FA Cup top scorer and is heading towards being top scorer in the league. Okay. Took him a few days to get going, lads. But once he gets going, there's a grand little engine in him.
All right, here we go. Come on. 10 points clear. 10 games to go. 10 points clear, 10 games to go again. But Fulham are 19th though, so you know that's going to be one of those games where you fuck
up. This is the thing, and Norwich are 20th. So it's
you just know these are the games.
It's second from top plays bottom, and top plays second from bottom.
On April Fool's Day as well, you know you're going to get one of those little messages where you've been awarded 500 million.
I think that's more on actual April Fool's Day.
No, it's not in the game.
Oh, Jesus, Conor Bradley gone for 5 to 7 weeks.
Come on.
We got a couple of awards coming in.
Fuck your awards.
Kylian Mbappe has been named European International League Best Player for his performance with France. Is that the Nations League?
I don't give a fuck.
And Paul Vanner, the Austrian, 20-year-old.
12 goals in 8 games.
Where did I see Mbappe and somebody saved? Did he end up at Wimbledon or something?
MK Dons.
No. Oh, see Wimbledon and MK Dons playing each other last weekend.
No,
MK
I heard Dons, it was a shit shot. Yeah,
it was a bit mad. New Italy star Wisdom Ame, he's got his first cap. Well, he's probably thanked the manager. He didn't thank me though, did he? No.
I got a thank from some player that I've never seen before.
Still haven't done international management this year either.
I don't like international management.
I love
Same in FIFA, it's a lot of wank.
I love it if you can win something with it.
No, it's a lot of shite. Same in FIFA. Do you play FC 24 or whatever the fuck?
So my brother gave me a call. He got the PS5. Only way of getting the PS5 was taking the EAFC bundle. Gave me the code for it. Installed it. I've been playing with somebody. I'm not entirely sure. Who.
Yourself.
Or what? Yes, me, myself. But yeah, I've played it. I haven't played it in quite a while. Oh,
next gen.
Yeah, who's there?
I don't give a...
Go Ahead Eagles, 19-year-old. Sparta Rotterdam. Is that Miller from Motherwell. It's 2026. Look at all these new gens.
I don't care. Just skip past it because we're not even going to look at them.
Yeah, that's also true. Okay, we're going to do one game.
I don't know. Leicester's like right after this as well.
Yeah, but we're also right up against the clock and got to get
going. Yeah, because I got an interview with Claire Hurling legend after this. Because we do this while we do. Come on. Sorry about the rushed episode today.
Luis Diaz out for 4 months. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Ken, you have to look at your training.
Udrago out for 10. It's the football manager thing of coming up to the end of the season. The boys have probably played 40-something games already, but how do I lose Luis Diaz for 4 months? It means Adam Hulsek is going to get a whole load of game time. Diogo Jota is going to get a whole load of game time. Okay, ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Last game. Play this. Last game.
That's it. Done. Short. Sweet. International breaks and in-game updates and live plays and everything else be damned. It's Man City versus Fulham. It's Liverpool versus Norwich. Alisson's back in goal. Kanate starts. Borset starts. Makoko.
Oh, Jesus. Fulham have been woeful in their last five fucking games.
Yeah, Norwich have lost the last two, drawn one, lost another. Actually, it says woeful. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's where I got the. Shane's expanded his vocabulary.
Yeah, it was like, good use of the word woeful. That was impressive.
No, it said it in
I can't wait to hear it on Scoreline three times this weekend. It was like, I can't believe Claire put in a woeful first half against Kilkenny. Yusuf Moukoko has won the Young Player of the Month and the Player of the Month, but Brendan Rodgers, screw you! Screw you, Brendan Rodgers, for taking all of my glory and going for the Manager of the Month award.
Why would you get Manager of the Month?
I just did.
Did you?
I just did. Oh, maybe. No, I didn't. Brendan Rodgers.
Isn't it all in this game? Why would you get Man of the Month? You won the Caribbean Cup. Fuck off.
Yeah, I didn't have enough league games. That was a problem.
Yeah.
We're also underway. This is the thing.
It's nil all in my game and I am getting absolutely no highlights. So Demi Moore, because fuck Gwyneth Paltrow.
Are you still on comprehensive highlights from last week?
No, I'm not. Key highlights.
Key highlights all the way.
This. Okay, now here's a highlight. It's with them. Cheche has it. Oh, they nearly went up. I'm starting Jackie Grealish on the left because we have Leicester 3 days after. So we need... Oh, I thought that was a goal.
Oh, Yunus Musa with a belter. Sorry to cut across you. Trent Alexander-Arnold from the corner. Yunus Musa follows him out to the corner flag. Little 1-2. It's Mo Salah plays Musa through, runs it to the 6-yard box, sticks it on his right foot. Vutsov cannot get a glove on it. It's in the top corner. And as Chelsea go 1-0 up against Spurs, and then Spurs immediately equalise, Liverpool are 1-0 up against Norwich.
We're doing nothing. We have an attacking fucking formation. 6 shots, only 3 on target. I've had like 2 highlights in the whole fucking game. Pedro Neto has just tipped it over the bar, so we're getting a bit more shots off, but this is fucking woeful for Manchester City.
Well, we've gone 20 minutes through here between Liverpool and Norwich.
Oh! Pingo Gringo with a ball in from the right and boom, absolutely bursted in the net.
Hey.
It's 1-0 Manchester City. So the lead at the top has been extended.
Good stuff. 32 minutes on the clock. It's still Liverpool 1, Arsenal 0. And all of a shot like that, it's half time.
1-0, Manchester.
Yunus Musa, Yusuf Moukoko. Oh, it's 1-0 to you as well.
I'm not happy with your playmaking efforts, you bunch of cunts. That's what I said to him.
Well, we're getting the shots away, so we're going to point the finger. You're not that bad. I still believe in you, lads. We can do it.
Do you believe?
Except for Diogo Jota. Oh, Jota's after picking up a bit of a knock. Adam Hulsek is going to have to come on and make a little bit of an appearance, I think.
Oh, we're after shooting well over the bar. Fulham have had 2 shots, none on target. I've had 13 and 7 on target. Clear cut chances, though, haven't been fucking... It's been 1-1, really. I didn't even know they had a distinction between clear cut chances and...
We haven't had a single clear cut chance, but we have had 19 shots on goal. Four of them on target.
Reyna hasn't been doing well at all. I might look to fucking swap him out with Kevin De Bruyne's. Depends on how we go here. Oh, Haaland heads it wide. Reyna is going to swap with De Bruyne. So De Bruyne is going to sit right behind fucking Erling Haaland with Jackie Grealish.
Oof.
Looking to make a substitute here as well for him.
All right, we got Yunus Musa. He's just been teed up. Wisdom Ame. Adam Hulsey cuts in from the left-hand side. Finds Musa running up to the centre. Last man outside the box. Takes a long-range strike. Vutsov goes down to his left. Right-hand side of the goal and it's gone 3-0. That means that Moukoko can come off because that boy is going to be wrecked.
Pingo Gringo!
is going
Kevin
on.
Kevin De Bruyne's makes it a fucking beautiful assist for Pingo to come in after I absolutely blasted. That means going to make a few little subaroonies. Because I don't want players to be absolutely rectaroonies.
But this is the thing, like, April is a big month. Like, you keep winning games, so this will bring us down to 9 games left. That's 27 points. Still, yeah. 10 points separating the two sides.
Yeah.
So we're getting that a little bit narrower. But we've got, you did, like, I think what I'm trying to get is that squad rotation is going to be pretty high for this
Month.
Yeah,
well, especially with Camavinga injured for me. That's a big fucking thing. Because I have Rodri, I have Phillips, and De Bruyne.
Oh, that was he broke his toe or something, didn't he? Before
he bitched out his goal final.
Yeah.
Which isn't cool. So you're kind of like, all right, I have Rodri there, but like, do you just put in a fucking? You could put John Stones, I suppose, as your defensive midfielder.
Well, we're going to 75 minutes, so we're just trying to kill the game out at this stage. We do have an FA Cup final to look forward to as well. An FA Cup semi-final. I'm getting ahead of myself. Ibrahim Konate finds Xhaka. Oh, Wisdom Ame almost sticks it out. Norwich have switched to a mid-block. Like, that's going to do them any good.
Still 2-0. I've John Stones in the centre of midfield. Oh, nearly 3. Fucking Philly Foden absolutely burst it wide. This stupid fucking FIFA fofum.
Oh, I can't make any more substitutions. What was I thinking? 10 minutes ago, and I've rolled all of the dice that I have. Liverpool are going to finish with Endrick up top, Hulsek and Harvey Elliott on the wings. Yunus Musa on his own in the middle of the park on an 8.6. He's got Caicedo and Barella behind him. Borsett's done well, filling in for Andy Robertson, who's still out injured. It's Trent with a free kick. Ooh, hits the side netting from about 25
yards. Oh, Cancelo goes down injured. That's a big one for me.
Were you not trying to sell him in January? He's gone 3-0 between Chelsea and Spurs as well.
Well, I wasn't trying to sell him. It was this Saudi Arabia sniffing about
money working around. Norwich with one last attack. It's in the back of the net. Hugo Vettelsen.
2-0, Manchester City.
Chong.
Sorry about this. This episode has been...
short.
A roller coaster of emotions. One of our good friends is leaving KCLR. We didn't have any other time to really get it in. So we've been just absolutely chocker-blocked.
Yeah, that was
it's quite emotional. I got quite emotional. I noticed you're a stone-faced killer. You big fucking Iceman.
I am the Iceman.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't know if people know this about me, but I can get quite emotional.
What?
Yeah, I know I'm very stoic generally. But, my feelings get the better of me.
Is that, I'm just like a stone cold killer.
Cancelo's out for 3 weeks, no!
Is your game finished?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, we've got to wrap it up. As we said, this has been like the shortest and sweetest of episodes that we have done. We have 9 games left to play, and then that is it. It is done. We got to tear through these. Maybe this week.
Yeah.
We'll just do some stuff and we're going to get the season wrapped up. And we're going to have a little bit of fun doing it along the way as well.
But Best of luck.
We're going to hit file. We're going to hit save. We're going to hit quit. We got to get out of the studio. We got to get back to work. We're going to talk to you later on. You can find us on Twitter at FMF Show. You can email podcast@fmfshow.com and you can get the archive at any time, day or night, online, fmfshow.com. Until next week and next Friday, we'll talk to you then. Good luck.
The Football Manager Football Show, brought to you by Scoreline.ie.